Vayter and Chas bring a douche naf ein gimel pigin a pain base ma base bada bama the page circ the last one line tanu rabbanan ger machlokas can a ger marry a mamzeres? Well, Rabbi Yossi says yes. Ger no se mamzeres dever Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Huda omer ger lo yisa mamzeres. Why? He says kasufrit the kahal gerim ikri kahal, meaning that the gerim are called kahal. And a mamzeres can't come into the kahal, therefore he can't marry. But Rabbi Yossi says they're not considered kahal, and therefore since they're not considered kahal, then you are allowed to marry them because mamzerim can only kind of not come into kahal, and ger is not considered part of that. My time with Rabbi Yossi, what's the pattern, Rabbi Yossi, that he says that they are allowed to marry one another? Chamishi kalaksivi, he says because the word kahal is written 5 times. I'll just tell you outside. The pasuk says lo yovo mamzer bekahal Hashem. One pasuk. Another pasuk says gam dor asiri lo yovo lo bekahal Hashem. And then we go and we say that lo yovo amoni omoavi bekahal Hashem. Next gam dor asiri lo yovo lehem bekahal Hashem. And last dor shlishi yovo lehem bekahal Hashem. Rashi points out that there is another time when the word kahal Hashem is comes up. And that's talking about something unrelated to this. That's a psua daka. And over there is nothing to do with some sort of yuchsin. So therefore, it's not included in this. Beep, turn the page of Ayin Gimel. Chad l'kohanim. One is coming to say that a mamzer can't marry a kohen. V'chad l'levim can marry a levi. Chad yisrael can marry yisrael. V'chad l'mishrei mamzer b'shtuki. One's coming to matir. A mamzer marrying shtuki. Shtuki, it's a suffix whether kahal or not, because it's the one that we say quiet. We don't know who the father is, right? So a mamzer can't come into the kahal, but this one is just only a suffix, so it can. Chad l'mishrei shtuki b'yisrael. Since they're suffix themselves a mamzer, we say, what could they do? And yes, they can marry yisrael. So they like double dip over there. Kahal gerim lo ikri kahal. But this is what Yossi was saying. When it comes to kahal gerim, a congregation of gerim is not considered kahal. And therefore he says that there's no iser for a mamzer to marry a ger. That is Yossi. Rabbi Huda, why does he say that you are not allowed to? Because he says that they are called kahal. Rabbi Yossi, kohanim levim mechad kahal nafki. Well, there are 5, and we learn out one from each one of them, but Levi, Kohen, Levi are not separate ones. They learn out from only one of them, which is one more. Aiter Leika, Lekal Gerim, and then that is the story. Vibor Yisem, another answer is Hani Nami Chekali Nenu. Really, these two, Kohanim and Levim, are also considered 2 separate ones, and even according to Behuda, but Mamzer, Bishtuki, Ushtuki, Bisrael, that's Michat Kal Nafka, in which case lives one over. Lo Yovo Mamzer Bekala Shem. Mamzer vaday hu delo yavo. Only mamzer vaday can come in. Ha mamzer safek yavo can come in. Bekahal vaday hu delo yavo. Bekahal safek yavo he can come into. So therefore, that's where we learn out from. If you buy same another answer again within the world of Rabbi Yehuda, hani nami trei kalin in. It's really 2 separate ones. But time of Rabbi Yehuda mihacha. How does Rabbi Yehuda learn out that it is usher for the mamzer to marry a ger mamzer? Hakahal chuka achas lechem v'leger hagar. The pasuk says, "Hakahal, a single halacha, like chuka achas, will be for you and the convert," which is telling you that they're also considered a kahal, and therefore, they can't marry. Rabbi Yossi, according to Rabbi Yossi, chuka achas hifsekenyan. It stops the matter, and therefore, the word kahal is not something which you connect to the word ger, and therefore, don't try to connect them. Okay. Now, we said one of the statements we had mentioned is Echad Ger v'Echad Evin Mishuchar v'Chalol Mutarim v'Kohenes. We had mentioned earlier on Ayin Beis Amud Beis that a Ger, Evin Mishuchar, that became, you know, both of these became Jewish, and a Chalol are all married, allowed to marry a Kohenes, a Bas Kohen. Messiah Le Rav, this will go back up Rav, Dom Rav Yudom Rav, Lo Chuzeru K'sheros Linase Lepsulim. Sheros, Rashi says, means a kohenes, linasa lepsulim. It doesn't work both ways, meaning a kohen can marry a girl like that, but a kohenes can marry psulim. Story time. In the world of machlokus, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, about whether or not a mamzer, a ger, is allowed to marry a mamzer, allowed to marry a ger. Darshav zer b'mechuza. Ger mutter b'mamzeres. Regamu kuli alma besogayu. When he says it's mutter, they started chucking a srogam at him. Rashi points out a fascinating insight over here. What happens is when it says that ger is mutter b'mamzeres, so okay, good, now it's more inclusive. The problem is, by saying that, what you're saying is that a ger is not considered part of kahal, and they weren't happy with that sin. There was, because there were a lot of gerim over there,
Therefore, Ashes Shahu Sham Gerim Harbe. And therefore, Vokshu Lahem Shamar Kahal Gerim Loikri Kahal. They might have considered the congregation that were upset about it. Amar Rav says, Mi Ika the Doris Milsa Ki Haiba Duchta the Shrikha Giyore. Is there anyone here who knows how to publicly teach an idea like this in a place where there's so many geyrim here, because they're going to, like, it's a little bit insulting for them. So who knows how to speak properly about this? Is there anyone here? Darish Rav Mechuzah Sarava taught the following idea. Geyr, mutter bekohenes. That's how he starts. You got to start nice. Rosh says, the lohuzu ksheros linas the psulin, because it doesn't say that a bas kohen can't marry psulin. So geyr can marry kohenes. Ta'anu b'shirai. So what they did is they filled him up with silk. Like, they were so happy that he said that. Hadar Dosh Bulun, he goes, Lou, and then he said, by the way, Ger Mutter Pamam Zeris. And he says, Ger is going to Mutter Pamam Zeris. And that's like the other side. So then it says, Amrle, they said to him, this is exactly what the other guy said when he got pelted with a sorghum. But they said to him, I've said it to the Kamaisa. Like, you're ruining us by what you're saying over here, right? That first thing you just said now is all ruined because of the second thing. Amar Lehu, he says, what do you mean? I did you a great thing. The Tava Luchu Avdi Luchu. You got so many more people you can marry. You want to marry from this group, marry them. You want to marry from this group, marry them. You can marry Kohenes and Mamzeris, and you're good. The Hilchasa, Ger Mutter B'Kohenes and Mutter B'Mamzeris, both of Mutter B'Kohenes, Lo Zuk Sheres Lina Slipsulam, Mutter B'Mamzeris, Ked Rabbi Yossi, that they're not considered a Kahal. Back to the Mishnah. Next part of the Mishnah says, Elohim Shtuki Kol Shemakir. What is the Shtuki? Someone who recognizes who his mother is but doesn't know who the father is. Amar Rava. Rava says, Dvar Torah Shtuki Kashir. He says, really, Midaraisa Shtuki is mutter to marry and a fine young Maidala, right, with no problem with Yuchsin. My time, how come? Because Rov Ksher Metzla, Miyut Psulin Letzla. Because the majority of men are going to be fit to marry her, in reference to the mother Shtuki, and only a miut are psulin, so we go according to the rov. So therefore, if one of them went to her, called the parish, merubah parish, that means if it happened by her location and not from his, then we say the din of called the parish, anything that separates from something, then we say is merubah, the merubah parish. We say it came from the rov, and the rov is that they are kosher. We saw this in a bunch of mesechtas, almost all of them here in Mesorah Shas, on Brachos, Ksuvas, Yuma, Yevamos, not yet, in Zvachim. Okay, my Amart. Now, what exactly would you say to make it no good? My Amart, to mess up the kid, Dilma Azla I, Lagabayo, maybe she went to him and that he didn't go to her, in which case, Havali Kavua, he's considered Kavua, and the din is, V'chol Kavua, Kamechsa Mechsa Dami, it's considered like 50-50. V'ator Amar Lo Yavu Mamzer, that Mamzer can't come, even so, the Shtuki would still be Mutter, because it says a Mamzer can't come in to the Kahal, Mamzer Vada Hu Delo Yavu, Ha Mamzer Suffolk Yavu, Mamzer Vada No Mamzer Suffolk, yes, and therefore, by Kahal, Vada Hu Delo Yavu, Ha Bakal Suffolk Yavu, it's only into a kahal vaday that mamzer can enter into, but suffolk you can enter into. Okay, that part's just a continuation, but the point is that a shtuki is let him marry a regular woman. So now we see Rav is going to say why our Mishnah says that a shtuki midrabanan is not allowed to marry, even though we said really midaraisa it is allowed to. Matam, and why is it that Amr Shtuki Pasul, they say Shtuki is no good? Gezerah Shamayisa Achosim Yaviv. This is a Gezerah Midrabanan, because he may end up marrying his father's, his sister from his father. Because maybe what happened is that, okay, he's great, but this guy who impregnated his mother ends up having another kid, and this ends up maybe he's going to be his sister. Therefore, that's a Midrabanan, you can't do it. Says the Gemara, Ella me'ata shtuki shtukis loyisa. Should also be the can't even marry a shtukis, because Shem Yisa achosim yachim, maybe it's going to be his sister from his father. Yet we know the Mishnah says they are allowed to do that. Says Gemara, no. Kol ki gehani mezanu v'azli. Wrong drop. Rashi explains, bitamia. What do you think? Kol ha gehani mezanu v'azli. What do you think? This guy's just hitting and running all over the place? Doesn't really make sense, so we're not worried of such a thing. Fact the Gemara, but also Bas Shtukis Loisa shouldn't be able to marry a Shtukis, shouldn't marry the daughter of a Shtukis, because Shem Yisa Chosem Yaviv. Maybe he's going to end up marrying again a Chosem Yaviv, his sister from the father. Yah. Says Gemara, no, again, Ela Lo Shchicha. You have to say that they didn't answer something of a Shtukis to the daughter of a Shtukis, because it's not a case which is normal. The whole thing is not normal.
so that we don't just start going crazy over here. Hachanami l'shchicha. So it's going over then. Hachanami here too. They shouldn't have assured the marriage of a shtuki to a person who's good to go, because it's also lo shchicha. It's not a normal case. Maybe it's going to be his sister. So why is it that we assure that in midrabanan? Ella. It's a maila that they did in Chanami, even with the Rabbanon, it's not a problem, but they did it just as a maila to go into, you know, protect and make sure that the Yuchsan are good. Now we end up having a very similar conversation about an Asufi, right? Asufi is one that's gathered and doesn't have either parents. Vamarava, Dvar Torah, Asufi kosher, really, is Asufi's kosher, my time, Malcolm, because Ashes Ish, Babaila Tola. The reason we say this is because if she was an Ashes Ish, Babaila Tola, she wouldn't have just abandoned the kid. She would have just blamed it on the son. So my Ika. So what other type of matzah would make sure that it would say that this Asufi is no good? There's a minority of women who get married, but they don't get, you know, just do Arusos, and a minority of them whose husband go overseas. So these women aren't able to say that it's their husbands. However, Kevin the Ika Panuya, we do a case of a Panuya who could have kids, and that aren't mamzerim, and yet they would go and they just leave them. The ikanami the machmas roven, sometimes leave them just because of the fact that they can't afford to feed them. So I have a palgo. This ends up being a 50-50 situation that maybe it's one, maybe it's the other. Therefore, vatoro maliyavu mamzer begal Hashem, and mamzer vade hu daliyavu mamzer suffik yavo bekal vade hu daliyavu. But Bakal Safik Yavo. So really midoraisa, it's not considered puzzle. Matamamu a Sufi puzzle. Why did this stacker is gonna be puzzle? To marry a regular Israelite, Israelis woman who is good yichus, Shamisa Chosmeva, maybe ends up being he's gonna marry his sister from his father, which is obviously a problem. Elamiata Sufya Sufis Loisa, that shouldn't marry that either, because Shami Yisa Chosel ben Meof ben Mim, he's going to end up marrying either one of them, his sister from his father or his mother. Says, we know, Kohani Shadi Vazli. Makes sense that this one's going to, so a woman's going to have a kid, chuck the kid, and have another one, chuck the kid, have another one, chuck the kid. It makes sense. It's like one of these one time deals, you move on with life. Says, Gamara, okay. Basa Sufios Luisa, then she didn't marry a Basa, the daughter of an Asufi. Shami Yisa Achoso. Ella Lashrich, that's not a common. Hachanami Lashrich here too is not common either, therefore it shouldn't be. Aser. Ella Maila. So Yuchsen is a Maila, didn't Yuchsen. They just wanted to give more of a Hashivas. Amar of a Barav Huna. Matsu Mahol. Let's say you found this baby. He was Mahol. Then what is the din in that case? He's circumcised. Beep, turn the page. I meant to say, you know, the real beep, but my throat's bothering me. And Gimel Omen Beis, Ein Bo Mishom Asufi, he's not considered an Asufi. Because if it was really an Asufi, an illegitimate child, then we would say that the mother wouldn't have, well, they wouldn't have circumcised him. Rashi Dilav, the Kasha, who they wouldn't have gone out of their way to do it. Mishalte Hadame, if they found that his bones were straightened out, says Rashi, that's when the bones are a very common thing after baby's born, they straighten out the bones because they get all contorted. The same idea, they wouldn't bother. Shayef Mishcha, let's say he's found there's oil over it, they'll get him below kuchla, or as this type of powder they put around the eyes and make it beautiful. Or let's say knots tied around him. Rashi says Sharm Shaosim Lurafua. If you told him the Tinok and they hang it on the baby, Darmina Mitzach Shabbos, Habanim Yotzim Biksharim. Tali Pisco, let's say there's Rashi's Kamea, Shulksav, an amulet. Vitali Kamea, I'm sorry, Tali Pisca is a Kamea. Right, so Pisca means it's hanging around his neck, or it has the spices hanging out his neck, Tali Kamea. Ebo Mishom Asufi, then none of these are going to be considered Sufi. Rashi's Dahad Lo Chasa Al Chayav, Vachiat Chilasa Shoav Asov Alosh Chasa Lamos. Right, he really loved him originally. Tali Bidikle, let's say he's found in a basket that's hanging off a palm tree. So then it makes a difference what it was. If a wild animal can reach it, then Yishmu Mishum Asufi, it's definitely a Sufi because he was left there in order to be killed. Right? We should think that maybe this is a psul. So therefore, it's considered a Sufi and also to marry a pure woman here. Imlav Ainbo Mishum Asufi, but if not able to be caught by the women, by animals, then it's not considered a Sufi for its lip. Zradsa smicha lamasa. Let's say you find them on a tree
which is near the city. Now, this particular tree, the Mutzdin, Yesh bo mishum a Sufi, definitely a Sufi. Why? Because there's a lot of shadim that hang out at these trees that Rashi brings out from Psachim. Zrad sa smicha lamasa lo pchisa mishitin shadi. They don't left in 60 shadim. Bim lav, ain bo mishum a Sufi, but if not, then it's not considered in a Sufi. Bei kenishta smichta lamasa v'shlicha bei rabim. Let's say you found him in a shul near the city, and people are usually there, the Imam Mishum Masufi, because people are around. V'im lav, Yish Mishum Masufi, because again, this is something where the Shaitan would hang out over there. Amar Ameyamar, Hai Peira de Sufli, if you have a ditch that's used for where they would keep pits of dates, Rashi's Nimsa B'Chafira, and it's dug out. Yisui Lahato Sham Gari Nitamarim, L'maychel Behemos, for animal fodder. Yish Mishum Masufi, the Chutzla'ir, Avdile, Rishichibu Mazikin is Mazikin over there. So if you're over there, Yishma Mishum Masufi, it's considered Sufi. Charifta Denara, if you find it by a Nasnu Rashi, says, Ba'areva Vashtiche Seu Lem Tsoy Senar, Makum Shasfinos Ovros Tamid, Yishma Mishum Masufi, you put in a basket into the river, there's a lot of boats over there, then it's not Lakach Torcha Lolicho Ad Charifa Senar, Shiavra Sfinos Shambim Tsoyu, because you brought it over there to go bring it to the baby, to the area where you're going to have these boats over there. Then Eimam Mishum Masufi says Gemara Pishrei, but let's say it's in, if you put them in a place called Pishrei, it's just Mokum Shipua Hanar. It's like a slope. Idea of Afreshas, Afsharas, Shlugim, Shein Derech Sfinos Lavorsham. It's got the snow makes that pad, the ice, you know, the gold makes that pattern. And the boats don't go to Yeshua Mishum Asufi, then it's a Sufi because obviously it doesn't want to be found. Yeshua Mishum Asufi. That's where the melted snow is, and it's boats don't go there. See the Rishus Rabbin, so you find this baby. On the side of Rishus Rabbin, Ainbo Mishum Asufi is no, it's not considered Mishum Asufi. And that's where it's protected from traffic to go over there. There were these things set up that they wouldn't get there. Ainbo Mishum Asufi, Rishus Rabbin, but it's Rishus Rabbin, Yeshua Mishum Asufi. Then we say it is a Shum Sufi because it's like throwing it in the middle of the street. They wanted to have this kid killed. Amar Rava. If it's during years of a famine, Shnei Ravon, Eimbo Mishum Sufi because they can't afford it. Hada Rava, hi, what's it going on? Ilema Arishus Rabbin, if you're talking about, and if it's a Shnas Ravon, it's not a Sufi in Rishus Rabbin, that doesn't make sense. Either the Shnei Ravon Katale, you want to say that just because there's it's a famine, they're going to kill the kid over here. And we're saying, until now, that if the child was good, the mother wouldn't have left him in a dangerous place. But this wouldn't be true in times of a famine. Why should a mother want to kill her legitimate child just because there's a famine? Ve'ela atzidei b'shus harabim. So we should say it's talking about atzidei b'shus harabim. That can't be. Why? Because my area is Shnei Ravon, which I consider Shnei Ravon. I feel below Shnei Ravon. Even if it's not famine, the child's not considered a Sufi, like we said. Ela ki yitmar, the Ravon, when the Ravon say this, ahad da amr of Yehuda, amr of Abba, amr of Yehuda, bar Zav, amr of Rav, kol zman shavashuk, as long as this kid is in the shuk, of avim and manam alav. His father and mother are believed about him to say that he's their child. Nes of the shuk, once he's already got him from the shuk, ain da manam alav, then we don't believe. And we don't believe in the my time outcome. Amareva, Holvi Yotza love Shema Sufi once the name of a Sufi already has gone upon him. Therefore we don't go at him, we don't believe them. Va Amareva, Ubishne Ravam, but during times of famine, Alpha Bishinesup and Ashuk, even though he was gathered from the Shuk, of a human and Manamalov, they are believed to say that is Taka their kid. Now we have other examples of things that we would believe or we wouldn't believe, depending on when it was said. Amar Rav Chista, Shloshen Amadim La'alter. There are three people that are believed only if they're being made immediately. Rashi says, V'lo La'achar Zman, but not if it's later. Avakol Shar Ne'amadim, Ne'amadim, Nami La'achar Zman, everything else, even after some time. Elohim, these are them. Asufi Chaya U'Poteres Chavoseha. Someone who's made about an Asufi, about a Chaya, which is a midwife, and a woman who frees her fellow woman from being Anida. Okay, let's break it down. Asufi Adamer, that's what we already said. Chaya, he's a midwife, the time was in Abaisa. Chaya and Amunis Lomar, Zeyot Zerisham, Zeyot Zesheni. We believe it to say this is the first baby that came out, and therefore he is the Bechor. And this one, the second one. If she didn't leave the room and then come back, Alviyot Zavachazra, if she went and she came back in an Amunah, then we don't believe her anymore. Right? We don't know. We don't know. She left the room. She doesn't know which one is which anymore. Could be identical. If she stayed in her position, then she's believed. Meaning she doesn't look away. But if not, she's not believed. What's the difference in the two cases? It's talking about in the case where she turned away her face. According to the Tanakama, we accept that even though she turned away, she didn't leave the room. According to Belezer, even if she stayed in the room, we don't trust her because just looking away is already enough that it's gone. We can't know that she's going to know. Poter's chavosera amai. He wasn't means poter the chavosera, friend. What is that? Are we talking about from being a nida? The time went to the mission nida. Shalosh noshim shayushinus mitachas. If you have three women sleeping in one bed, v'nisadam tachas achas mem, and you find that there's blood under one of them, kulon tameos, all of them are tamei. But ka'achas b'minutzes tameya, if one of them checked and found that she was tamei, he dismissed kulon tara, she becomes tamei, but everyone else becomes tara. She takes the hit. Amar Rav Chista, shebat ka'atzmu kashir vesis, she can pater the other women, the other from tuma, only if she checked herself right away. That means after she knows it's dam, that she's checking, that she checks right away. That's the third example of here. Says Rashi, "La'acher mitzias miyad mitzachas nidum afar shir veses shomir ha'ed hu akinuach tzadamashko fe'inu mechuser ella lekaneach miyad." So you go ahead and you do it quickly right away. Tan Rabbanan. Now another area, like, do we trust the woman that's there, like a midwife? Neman is chaya lomer zekoin v'zelevi. We believe the when she says this is kid is a coin, this one's a levi. Zenosin zen mamzer. I meant when this is a mamzer. Mamzer. When is it said shalokar alea shem aror? Only if a challenge is not raised about the kid, meaning no one argued with her by saying that when she says that it's a mamzer, it says, no, actually this is a good kid. He's, Rashi explains, no one came along and said, this kid that you said is really good, is really not. Shalu yotzim orel vlad lomer zebeno shal ishes mamzer. This is the son of an ishes mamzer. We don't believe that. Aval kara le ara, but if this challenge is brought up in an emanis, then she's not believed.
This error, someone is contradicting it. What is it? Demai? What are you talking about? Ilim error dechad, only one person is contradicting. If you have two people come doing it for, it's nothing. Ella, you're a tray. It must be talking about that there are two people coming contradicting. You could even say, even if it's one person is coming contradicting. There's only once you have a cheskes kashrus. If it never had any sort of stability, and it came up with cheskes kashrus, then even if it's only one coming ma'ar, then we believe them as well. Next, with Nehmanus, Nehman bal mekach, a seller, lomit to say, l'semachart v'selamachart. You have two people claiming that they bought an item. He could say, I sold it to A and I didn't sell it to B. But what are we talking about? When is that so? Bizman shemekach b'yod, that's only if he has a mekach still in his hands. Aval in mekach b'yod en eman. If the mekach is not in his hands, then whether we don't believe him. Rashi says, v'shneim ochsin bo, eno neman v'kevan delavale ramio su lo daik l'skor l'miho. Since it's not in his hands anymore, it's not up to him to try to, he didn't think about like who it was anymore. Beep, turn the page. I ain't done enough. In fact, think about what are you talking about? Vinexe Zuziman Rakat. Let's take a look, see who got the money from. Says, no, Lo Tzvicha, they're not going to be. I got it from both of them. V'amr Chad Midaitai, V'chad Balkarchi. And he says, I got the money from one of them, but I accept it. And the other one, he forced it upon me. V'lo Yidia, Hey Midaito, V'hei Lo Midaito. And we don't know from which one he got it by just, Midas, and the other one against him, against his Das, not willingly. Let's finish up this particular sugya. Neman Dayan, a Dayan is believed, Loman to say, Lazez Zikisiv Lazechiafti. This one came out and he won, this one he lost. But when we're talking about Shabali Dinam on the funnel, we're standing in front of him. But if I'm not still standing in front of him, he's not believed. I have an excess chus on my market. Why don't we see who's holding the Shtar's chus? Like, then we'll get to know the answer. Obviously, says Rashi, Biad Ezimahem, Psak Din Shos Chus. Lotzicha the Kriya's chusai, we're talking about where it already got torn up, it's ripped up. Vinad of Nidanin, why don't we just do the din again? Mar says, Lamali Kulihai, Lamimar, Enum Neman, Ma Lanu Vilam Nusen Nedarhu. Why don't we just like do this again, Atzmo? Oh, Acher Vidanum Lefitanusam. Like, we'll figure it out. Like, he has his tiny, we'll figure out what the din is. And it says, Meshuddha the Dina. We're talking about a case where it was left over Rashi's Bedin, Shino Tali, Betam, Helakol, Bepiv, Shildayan. There are certain
circumstances when, like, it's up to the dying to decide what he feels is the right thing. And it could be if he does it again, it's going to have to come out differently. Sort of a raya. I'm Nachman. Shlosha ne'amonim al-bechor. The three people that believe to say this kid is a bechor. Elohim, these are them. Chaya, the midwife, Avu, the father, even the mother. Chaya la'alter, only believed immediately. Imo kol shiva is believed all 7 days. Rashi shadayin ein aviv makir bo. Shlo yotza mitachas yod yidei imo. It's on him to go into trust, to understand him, to know who he is, to recognize him. Aviv Leolam, he's trusted forever, once from that day on. Could the tiny, like we learned in the Baisa. Yakir, like the Pasuk says in Devarim. Yakir, Yakirenu Lachirim. The Pasuk Pshat is talking about the father's chiyuv to recognize his firstborn son as a Bechor, who's going to get a double inheritance, right? A double Yerusha of the father's stuff. And that, to give it to someone else instead, Siakir and Alcherim, but we say Mikanam Rabbi Yehuda, Dasha Neman Adam Lomer Zebini Bechor. This is my firstborn son. And Kishem Shemad Lomer Zebini Bechor. So he's believed to say that. Kach Neman Lomer Zebin Gerusha, Zebin Chalusa. So too, if he's a Kohen, he was believed to say, this is my son from a divorced woman. This is my son from a Chalusa. Therefore, he's a Chalal. The Chalmer in and of him say, no, we do not believe in such a case. Rashi says, Aben Gerusha, Vechalusa, who the Pligi. That's where he's arguing. You can't make someone into a Chalal. But in Chenem, we're masking, he's able to say that this is a Bechor. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish you all a great day.